Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Boonwurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. Good to see you again, Fleur.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Lots happening as usual, and another great topic to discuss today.
Yeah. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about psychological safety.
Good old psychological safety, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
I just say that so casually, but for what? People who haven't really heard the term before, how would you talk about it in layman's terms?
Yeah, it's actually one of those terms we hear bandied about a lot, particularly in offices or workplaces, I'd imagine. But what does it actually mean? And in layman's terms, I guess it's being in an environment where you feel confident to speak up with ideas and voice opinions without there being any consequences in terms of detrimental things occurring to you because you voiced your opinion.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's just that safety to go, okay, I can contribute without judgment.
Yes, that I feel free to speak how I feel or give forth my ideas without feeling that there's some kind of negative consequence or that I'm going to be maybe shot down.
And having the confidence to be able to challenge or put forward an alternative view to that maybe a leader is expressing and think that I'm not going to be judged or punished in some way for that. Yeah. In fact, Amy Edmondson is the lead researcher on this, and she really brought this to the fore in terms of the evidence base and the research on the subject. She actually says psychological safety is the belief that no one will be punished or humiliated for speaking up with ideas, questions, concerns, or mistakes, and that the team is safe for interpersonal risk taking.
Right.
That probably sums it up pretty well, I think. Do you feel comfortable with taking the risk to speak up? Because, you know what it's like, you're in a group of people and if you have a differing opinion, it's sometimes hard to put your hand up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think particularly sometimes people are more on the on the quiet side or introverted, perhaps. Sometimes actually it's misunderstood. People who are introverts are misunderstood for not feeling safe. It's just they need longer to think about something before they say it. That's another, another podcast. But feeling that I don't have to sit there and go, should I say something? Because if I do, these are the things that could happen as a result. So that is not going on in your mind. You can feel like, I'm going to say something. People might not agree with me. That's okay. But I'm still okay to say it.
So yeah, I think absolutely.
Because sometimes I think people can misinterpret psychological safety, I think, or there's some myths around it. And I noticed Amy Edmondson has another quote around saying it's not necessarily being nice or getting praise for what you say, or it's not permission to complain or slack off.
Yes.
But it's more about being candid, having permission that it's maybe even if there is conflict, it's constructive conflict, not destructive conflict.
Yeah, and I guess that's something that's always on my mind as someone who works with teams quite a bit.
Yes.
If we stifle people's ability to speak up, what are we missing out on?
Yeah.
Maybe they are the person who's just solved the problem we're grappling with.
Yes.
Maybe they're the ones who's had this amazing creative idea and joined dots that no one's seen yet. And what are we missing out? Maybe we could be missing out on a revolutionary new product, or we could be missing out on something that is the answer to a challenge that we've been grappling with for some time.
Mm.
If we don't hear those voices, then we've probably lost the benefit we could have had in the first
place. That's it. We're not getting that diversity of thought, because often if we think about diversity, we don't think about diversity of thought.
Yes.
And that's just as important as all other types of diversity.
Yeah, and I think we're all so diverse, it would be a shame not to hear those voices as well. I guess the question might be for some of our listeners then, well, that's all well and good, Fleur and David, but how do I go about creating it? Because I'm not feeling that right now.
Yes.
And I have to say, it's just as likely as you may not feel it in the situation you're in as having it present. I mean, so how do we actually make sure it's there? Amy gives us some tips for leaders and to try and encourage and foster an environment of psychological safety. She encourages us to be utterly clear and transparent, set the stage of why you need to hear other people's voices, be proactive and invite those voices. Importantly for me, I think, listen without judgment. And then take a breath before responding and always respond in an appreciative manner. Thank you for having that thought, because it might have just sparked something else. And always hold trust. And I think a lot of this comes down to trust. Do we trust our leaders to listen without judgment? And do our leaders trust our people to be able to come up with the ideas that solves some problems? Or does it? Do they think only leaders can come up with those answers?
Yeah, I think it's, if you are a leader, anyone listening, sometimes it's also important to recognise that it's okay for someone to challenge you, even if it feels uncomfortable. It doesn't mean the person challenging is right or wrong.
No.
There's not a, it's not a right or wrong. It's just being comfortable being uncomfortable. I've said that a few times, but recognising that there could, there is opportunity to, for you to be challenged. It's okay, and you could encourage that.
Yeah.
Again, that it's not. It's important. That's all. All of that's important to listen, because I think it's important to recognise that it's not just ideas. It's sometimes just people's perspectives. That it's not always what you think they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So being open to that. That's something I've had to learn just for me personally, that it's not a personal attack necessarily. It's just a challenge for me to think a bit differently.
Yeah.
Everyone is should be challenged regardless of the position that you're in, because if we can't do that, then, yeah, it's just, like you said, we're missing out, or we're not getting the benefit of those other perspectives.
Yeah, that actually brings to mind something the organisational psychologist Adam Grant said, which resonated with me. He said, the first principle of psychological safety is the harder you make it to voice problems, the harder it becomes to solve them. The issues people are most afraid to raise are the most likely to become a thorn in your side.
Yeah.
It's impossible to fix what you don't know is broken.
Or you don't want to know.
Well, that's another one,
broken.
Isn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Because people will talk about it anyway, aren't
yes,
they?
So behind your back.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've been in a team with a leader who doesn't want to listen, people will talk anyway. They will try to, because you're not listening, so they're going to talk to each other. So there'll be this kind of undercurrent of conversation, because everyone wants the problem, whatever it might be, or the challenge to be addressed or resolved or whatever the, you know, the situation is. So they're going to talk anyway. You'd rather them talk to you and be open about it, because like you say, David, and like Adam Grant says, how are you going to solve it if you don't know what's going on to the fullest extent?
And I guess when we're here to make progress in whatever field we are and whatever task we're doing, then to my mind it's like, well, what's the quickest way to progress is to get everyone involved and find the way forward. Yes. Why would you delay that?
Yeah.
That's just my perspective.
Yeah. And it's interesting. Sorry, this is just coming to mind now. So if anyone's heard of that Johari window, these are four different windows of a kind of, in terms of things that we're aware and not aware of or conscious of. Okay. And one of those windows is called the blind spot.
Right.
Or potential for blind spots. Those things that other people know that we don't know about ourselves. And sometimes being able to uncover those blind spots is about creating psychological safety so people can share. So instead of this thing staying unknown, it becomes known to you because you've been open or you've created an environment where you are receptive to feedback and information.
Yeah, well, that's really good.
So just another framework perhaps to refer to.
There's a new one for me as well, so that's fantastic. It does bring me back to some of the projects that I've worked on and how I've tried to set those up to create psychological safety, very much with a sort of shared leadership model in mind.
Mm. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So
shared leadership.
So I guess what I approach is if I'm leading a project, that I'm not the expert in everything. Mm-hmm. And so...
You're not?
No, believe it or not. So I might have a team of, I don't know, half a dozen people trying to, say, solve or deliver a project. Those people probably have better expertise than me. So my role is really to be more the conductor of the orchestra. Mm. But I'm not going to go and play the violins.
Yeah.
I'm no good at playing the trumpet. Mm-hmm. But those people are. So they can bring their ideas and their creativity and their professionalism to the work. I think there's been a couple of instances, I think we've worked on projects before, where we have said, well, look, we'll just bring the group together, but if you've got a good idea, share it. Mm. And then we'll just say yes and run with it.
Mm.
And we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
Now, it takes a little bit of bravery as a leader to do that.
Yeah.
Because you don't quite know where it's going to end up.
Yeah.
But to my mind, you get a better result with that. And you are able to maybe find the right direction, even if it wasn't the direction you were anticipating that you were going to go.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because we have different... work environments that we work
absolutely.
In, and mine is generally if I'm not working inside the same organisation every day because I'm a freelancer.
Yeah.
But what I do know is when I'm facilitating any kind of learning program, I wouldn't have labelled it psychological safety because I wouldn't have had that terminology in my early days, but it's probably what I'm doing is... When I'm in those environments, I am very conscious of making sure people feel comfortable to participate in the training. So one of the things that I do is a lot of facilitators will point to people or they'll look at the participant list and they'll go, oh, you know, David, tell us what you think. I'm not comfortable doing that because I think sometimes people feel... Different people feel different levels of comfort to participate. So for me, creating psychological safety is one, not pointing at people and saying, please tell me what you think or what's your response, but more of an encouraging or an invitation to participate. And also, but with that invitation comes that you will, whatever you say is not going, I'm not going to allow other people, other participants, to have a negative reaction. They can disagree, but we still need to maintain a level of respect in that environment. So I guess that's probably, without thinking that that's what I'm doing, that's really important to me as a facilitator because I want people, I think, to learn and grow. People need to feel safe in as part of that, you know, group learning environment.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I can imagine myself being in a training session and the facilitator asks for someone's opinion and everyone looks at the floor and...
Yes.
Their watch becomes very important. And I, you know, if you're not comfortable with voicing your thoughts, if you're just not that type of person, it can be really awkward.
Yes.
So just trying to draw that person's knowledge and expertise out in a way that's safe for them, I guess.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, in learning environments where often we are learning, that's the whole thing. So learning doesn't mean you're trying to give the right answer. You're exploring your thinking and your understanding of something. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And we want to create an environment that allows for that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of resources available online for this, and we'll link some of them in the show notes. It's probably one of those areas that we want to be really careful with, because we are dealing with people in all the subjects that we approach, and psychological safety is that it's a matter of safety. So to my mind, this is a very important topic and one we should continually be working on to create the right environment for that to happen.
For sure.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Fleur. It's given me a lot of things to think about there.
Yeah, and me too. I'll have to look up those resources. I'd be really curious.
Yeah,
see
absolutely.
If there's anything there to really support me to do that more, you know, in that space of facilitation and so forth, and for leaders, even in my coaching of leaders, to encourage them to look at those as well.
Yeah, there's a whole range there. We'll link them in the show notes, which you can find wherever you're listening to this, on the Coffee with Fleur website, or indeed on the Coffee with Fleur Instagram account as well. So there you go, we're everywhere.
The sleepy Instagram.
Yes, yes, not too active if you've listened to the social media episodes. Thank you, Fleur. I've enjoyed the coffee,
and
no doubt we'll meet again very shortly.
I look forward to our next catch-up.
Can't wait.
See you.